Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
Let's talk a little bit about something that's awesome that's happening this, it's opening this coming weekend. And if you like illusions, if you enjoy the mystique behind door number 3, the first of its kind in the Cape. In actual fact, the only of its kind in the Cape to open its doors this coming weekend is the Museum of Illusions. Global edutainment franchise. It began in Croatia in 2015 and it's on its way. It's actually, in fact, about to open its doors. And the owner, Mark Colley, is with us this morning. Mark, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Lovely. Good to have you on the show. Listen, we're so excited about this. I think young and old, we're always fascinated by, the things in life that kind of puzzle us, things that just kind of, how did that happen? How are we seeing this? How is this happening? So we're so excited about the Museum of Illusions opening up this weekend. Take it that there's been a lot of excitement around the opening.
Yeah, there's been a fortune of excitement. I think people can't wait to see it. I mean, we opened in Johannesburg and was overwhelming the support and people who came out to see it. We actually broke a lot of the international records, and it's been hugely exciting and rewarding to see the welcome South Africa to the concept and to the excitement.
And am I right in saying there's only 3 on the continent when this opens up now in total?
Yes, this will be the 3rd on the continent.
Oh, that's crazy. And we're going to get like over 60 interactive exhibits. This is the nice thing, is it's not just exhibits. There's, you get to interact with them.
Yeah, it's totally immersive experiences.
Whoa.
So it's actually, you get yourself involved in the illusion. You actually have a lot of fun. You can take pictures. It's also a lot of, it's 2 parts fun, 1 part education.
Got you.
There's a lot of science behind every single exhibit. And then there's an explanation how exhibit works. So it's it's not just from an entertainment perspective, but you actually learn a lot from it.
Yes.
It gives you a chance to actually, your eyes don't always tell you the true story.
Yeah, it's incredible. Mark, how hard was it? Because it must have been very hard to get the concept, first of all, to South Africa, and then to roll out the one in Joburg and now Cape Town. Must have been a pretty hard concept to bring to the country.
Yeah, I think we are very fortunate. There's an amazing franchise team that really work, they spend a lot of time designing all these elements, thinking it through very, very detailed. And there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes in putting this together. I mean, the museum has to be specifically selected, has to have specific requirements.
Yes.
In terms of height, in terms of size, the power, and then, when the design, they go through a lot of detail, how the flow is going to work, where the exhibits are going to work. We have to fly the exhibits in. So a lot of thinking behind it, and it's been a long journey, but we're very excited to bring it to Cape Town. Cape Town was going to be we originally wanted to bring it here first, but it was very difficult to find a location in Cape Town because all the large locations are taken, suitable locations. We're very excited to be here. I mean, also even the process of finding contractors in Cape Town is more complicated because there's so much demand here. Yeah,
Mark, are they the same in terms of all the museums of illusions? If I had visited the one in Johannesburg and I come to one in Cape Town, are there big differences between the two? Is it a different set of exhibits that we have in Cape Town?
So a lot of the illusions are the same because there's some that are very powerful and ones you don't want to leave out, but there are also new ones and there's
amazing
new designs to museums. So some of the main exhibits. I mean, it would be unfair to leave them out to the Cape Town
because you'd want
population, because people want to see it.
Absolutely,
but it's going to be it is a totally different experience.
And what I love about this as well is that kids, if you're listening, and teachers and schools, if you're listening, this is something that's not just for adults. It's not just something kids and education. And for educational purposes, we'll be coming to the museum as well.
I think the nice thing is, it's not just in terms of education, but I think the nicer thing is it actually appeals to all ages, all demographics. So it's not just kids, it's adults. Actually, the main target market is 18 to 35.
Wow.
If you'll come for a date night. And we've had in Joburg, we've had senior citizens coming in large groups. Yeah, it attracts everybody. Everybody has a good time. I haven't met a person who hasn't enjoyed themselves.
That's so cool.
The reason why I brought it is when I went with my kids, I was in Dubai, I thought I'd take my kids, and I actually had a great time doing it, so I thought, well, this is not just for my kids, for me too.
That's really cool. Mark, before we say goodbye, tell us operation hours, because people listening going, well, what time? We know it opens up this coming weekend. If I were to go next week or the week after, what kind of operational times are we looking at with the museum being open?
No, so it's 9 to 7 Monday to Wednesday,
okay.
9 to 9 Thursday to Saturday, and then 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and public holidays. Obviously,
brilliant.
The evenings, it's exactly that. Because once you finish your night out, you want to go for it. And obviously, the 9 p.m. is a closing, but then it takes you an hour to get to the museum.
Oh, about an hour. That is money well spent. Mm. There's nothing worse than having to pop into some place, and then you go overseas to a trip, and you pop into a little local museum, and it's 5 minutes, and you're done. And you're thinking to yourself, hey, man, at least keep me there for 30 minutes or 40 minutes. For an hour to get the full experience is well worth it. Ladies and gents, opens this weekend. We are so excited to come and be the first to come visit. Mark Colley, all the very best, and thanks for bringing this to Cape Town.
Thanks for having me. I look forward to entertaining everyone from Cape Town.
Stunning. Thanks, mate. Take care. Mark Colley from Museum of Illusions. It opens up this weekend, ladies and gents, in Cape Town. It is going to take the Cape by storm. Mm. Pardon the pun, because we're going through a bit of a storm at the moment, but I can't wait to see all that the Museum of Illusions has to offer. Cool. Just a very big heads up with regard to the Museum of Illusions. Mm. Please book online. I can tell you now that it is chock-a-blocker this weekend. It is absolutely oversubscribed. You don't want to just rock up and then be disappointed.
Mm.
You can book online, and I advise that you do.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile 90.4 FM.